Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the slanderer differs from the assassin only in that he murders the reputation instead of the body. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study this week and today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's return now to our study, and we're talking about the idea of establishing Bible authority. How do we determine whether a thing is authorized or whether it is not authorized? We're not at liberty to just do anything that we would like to do in religious matters. What kind of folly and confusion would there be in our world if everybody had a right to be his own standard in religious activity? We cannot please God by following our own ways. I remember Jeremiah saying this, Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, when Jeremiah said, "I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." Well, that ought to be clear to all of us. It's not in man that walks to direct his own steps. Therefore, he must depend upon God to direct the steps. In Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, Amos said, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Now he was talking about man and God walking together. But notice, when man walks with God, man walks God's way. It's not a matter of a compromise and God saying to us, "Well, we'll go your way for a while and then you go my way for a while." No such compromise is possible. We either do the will of God or we don't do His will. The importance of that is pointed out in Matthew 7 and verse 21 when Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven." So it's the will of the Father that must be obeyed, and we're not at liberty to just go any direction we'd like to go. That just simply means that there is a standard that we must go by. When someone asks you, "Is the thing that you do in religion pleasing to God?" Now, most people today would answer this way, "Well, I'm sincere, I'm honest, and so it must please God." But friends, abundant proof is in the Word of God that honest people can be honestly wrong. Sincere people can be sincerely wrong. So the question of honesty and sincerity is not the major question. The major question is, are you doing the will of the Father in heaven? Now, can I guess about that? I guess that God likes this. There are people who base their religion on what they think God likes. "Oh yes, I think God likes." And then they'll go ahead and explain something that they like. Well, the fact that they like it doesn't necessarily mean that's what God wants. There are a lot of things that a person might like himself, but that's not the question. Does God like it? And some way or other, we have to know, what does God say about the matter? Well, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 19, explains this. "No man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him." In other words, I can't say, "Well, now you're thinking this." Well, I might guess along that line, but not with accuracy, because I can't know what's in your mind. You can't say, "You're thinking," and then point out what I am thinking, because you don't know what is in my mind. Well, Paul uses that as an illustration to say this. Nobody knows what is in God's mind, except God reveals it. All right, how does He reveal it? He reveals it by His Spirit. And so His Spirit then reveals what is in the mind of God. That was the purpose of inspiration of the Bible. The Bible's inspired because it gives men the ability to write down what God tells them to write down, and then when we appeal to what they have written down, we know that's what God thinks about the matter. Not a matter of guesswork. It's not a matter of somebody saying, well, I think it ought to be this way. That's not the question. The question is, what did God authorize? And when I turn to my Bible, I can find out what was in the mind of God. All right, so we've established this week the fact that there must be authority in religion, and that that authority is the Word of God. Now in our study next week, we'll look at understanding what the Word of God says. We appreciate this opportunity, and we hope you'll listen again on Monday. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.